see, once upon a time, in another time, and in another place, just like the place we are today. There was a lake surrounded by magnificent beings. Trees that reached towards the sky with their evergreen needles, reaching for the stars. While all that reaching was happening, those trees were also rooting down, the feet of their branches digging and nestling into the wet sand that surrounded the lake. A lake that had been there as long as anyone could remember, even before the village had gathered around the edges. This was no ordinary village. This was a village that looked both from the past into the future. And the grandmothers that lived in that village welcomed new life. They look forward to their granddaughters being born so they could gift them with a legacy necklace. You see, in this village, every girl, upon stepping into this world, was given a necklace by her grandmother. A beaded necklace that was crafted by her grandmother's old, wise fingers. On that necklace would be beads that were strong as stone to remind the granddaughters that life can be hard and they would need to be strong. Some of the beads were clear as glass to remind the girls that vision was important. Some of the stones were wrapped in herbs to remind the girls that medicine comes from the plant kingdom. And some of the stones had crosses etched in them to remind them that over their lifetime, they would come to crossroads where they would have to make a decision and use their intuition to choose the right thing for them. Each and every girl was given her very own necklace, and she wore it from the day she was born, through bathing, through playing, through dreaming and sleeping. She never took off the necklace from her grandmother. It signified her place in the village. It anchored her belonging. It reminded her of her destiny. Each girl was given a slightly different necklace based on their grandmother's lineage. Now, in this village by the lake, there was a girl who was different than all the others. While she loved to be a part of the village, she also spent time alone. She loved to wander in the wild, tracking up dry riverbeds, climbing trees, and watching all the critters scamper in the wild. And whenever she would see someone injured, hurting, laboring, she would pause. Creature or human, she just could not go on without trying to help. And because she was special in these ways, she didn't quite belong with the other girls. She didn't think like them or act like them in the same way. And she felt outside of. And so one day, when this girl was down by the lake, her toes in the wet sand at the edge of the lake, watching the sun dance across the rippling water, a pack of girls came up. She saw them approaching, and she could see the whites of their eyes, their footsteps moving quickly towards her. She caught her breath when one of them spoke. There's a monster at the bottom of the lake. We heard it. It said it was going to eat all of our grandmothers if we didn't toss our necklaces in the lake. You have to. You have to do yours too if you really, really want to save your grandmother. The girl looked at the bare necks of the other girls. Her blood started to get cold. She touched the beads around her neck, so familiar each and every one, and felt the pressure of their gaze. She didn't want to throw away her necklace, but she didn't have the strength to make another choice. So she took her necklace off, and with brittle arms, she tossed her necklace into the lake and watched it slowly sink. Oh, you are so stupid. You believe in monsters? The girls reached down into the sand, and they dug out their necklaces that they had hidden from sight, tossed them casually around their necks, and in a pack, went back to the village. A stone formed in the girl's belly, and it sunk her to her knees. How can I ever go back? I can't face my grandmother, not after what I've just done. Time passed slowly. Her mind turned to mush. The sun was starting to go down, and when she finally drug herself up to her feet, she couldn't go back. She didn't know what to say. So she wandered away from her village, from the lake she'd always known as a girl, into the forest. She wandered and crawled until she entered a forest that she'd never seen before. Unfamiliar and strange, she wandered as it got darker and darker. Branches grabbed at her dress and scratched her feet until finally, completely lost, she sunk down next to a root of a tree and grabbed her knees and pulled them close. There was no sleep happening for her, no refuge. Cracks and scratching sounds came from the forest, and suddenly, off in the distance, she saw a flickering light. Just a flicker that she latched her eyes onto. Could it be that there was someone else in the forest? Could the light maybe be someone cooking by a fire that would maybe welcome her just for the night? She climbed back up onto her wobbly legs and began making her way over stump and stick till the light grew brighter and brighter. Finally, she came upon the figure of someone sitting by a bright fire, stirring it with a stick. She could only see the back of the figure, but as she slowly walked forward, she thought it could be the shape of someone's grandmother. Maybe she would welcome me by her fire. As she crept closer, she could see the silver hairs braided down the woman's back. Felt a warmth as she moved and placed her toes just inside the ring of light. And when she did, the old woman slowly looked at her, and upon her face were oozing wounds and old scars that moved down her face to her neck and arms. And the young girl shuddered, wanting to pull her body away from the light when the old woman looked at her and said, "I've been waiting for you." She was seen. "What brings you out here?" I'm lost. I just got lost, and I saw your fire, and I was cold. This is awfully far away to be lost, my child. Come, sit by my fire. Chilled to the bones, the girl sat by the fire, pulling her knees close to her chest, barely being able to look at the old woman out of the side of her eye. Child, tell me, what has happened to you? It may have been because of complete exhaustion or just the deep need to tell the story. The young girl started to speak about how she didn't really feel like she belonged with the other girls in the village, and the whole story just spilled right out. The old woman listened without speaking, and at the end said, Is that what's bothering you, my child? Oh, I can help you. I can help you with this. It's not a problem. A spark of hope ignited in the girl's chest. You can help me? You can help me with this?
I can help you. But first, you must help me.
Anything. I would do anything to make this right and be able to go back to my family.
I will help you, but first, you must lick all of my wounds and kiss my scars.
The girl shuddered, her skin pricked. Couldn't I help you gather some water or chop some wood? Again, the old woman fell into silence, quietly, patiently stirring the fire. The young girl's eyes met the old woman's skin fully. She looked like she was in so much pain, and she looked like almost every grandmother in her village, with withered skin, soft eyes, a woman who'd been through many trials of her own. And the young girl's heart opened. With what little energy she had left, she half walked, half crawled over to the old woman. And with her young rose-petaled lips, she brought her mouth to the old woman's skin and began kissing and licking.
That feels so much better. Yes.
The old woman crooned, and the girl kept working as long as she could until, in exhaustion, she slumped near the fire and fell asleep like a small cat. The next morning, when the sun fell upon both of their skins, the girl opened her eyes, and the woman was still in almost exactly the same place.
Do you know how to swim, my child?
She rubbed her eyes. No, grandmother, I don't know how to swim.
Are you sure?
Yes, grandmother, I'm sorry. I do not know how to swim. With that, the old woman opened her arms, signaling an embrace. Sleepily, the girl stood and moved towards her to receive a hug when the old woman grabbed her by the arms. With an unseen strength, the old woman lifted the girl above her head and began to swing her and tossed her out over the lake, where the girl sunk like a stone. Down she moved through the clear water, the braids in her hair being undone. She sunk deeper through the red waters as the underground forest came up from the bottom of the lake, its sticky branches untying her dress. She floated deeper down into the darkest purple water, naked, finally landing with her bare feet on the bottom of the lake. And there, she was able to breathe. She could barely see in front of her face, a dark, watery world. When off in the distance, she saw a flickering light. First she stepped, then she leaned, and then she pushed and parted the water, walking at the bottom of the lake towards this mysterious flicker of light. As she grew closer, she began to see an underground cave, decorated with sticks and stones, and it was glowing from the inside. As she approached, she saw a woman sitting inside of the cave who looked so much like the woman above ground. They could be twins except for one thing. The woman under the lake, bare and naked, has skin that was smooth as butter. And in her hands, she held the girl's necklace.
"I have been waiting for you. I have found your necklace. And because of the kindness you have showed my sister, I would like to gift you your necklace back."
In awe, the girl stepped towards the grandmother. Before she put the necklace around her neck, the old woman kissed each and every bead. And when she did, tink, 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 every bead lit up from the inside with a flame. And when she placed the necklace around the girl's neck, the girl began to float upward. The old woman kissed her forehead as she floated up, and then she kissed her chest and her belly. And finally, when the girl was dangling above her head, the old woman kissed each and every one of her toes, blessing her as she rose through the murky water, rising higher past the underground twisted forest. Up higher into the blue light, she rose until finally she broke the surface with a big breath. The gentle waters of the lake pushed her forward until she was standing on the shore, naked as the day she was born, except for the burning brilliance of her legacy necklace. As she walked towards the village, her spine was more erect, her shoulders back, her chin higher. Never had she known such belonging before. When the pack of girls came walking towards her,
"Where have you been? Where have you gone? Where did you get that necklace?"
Somehow in their minds, there was a poisoned thorn that their necklaces weren't as good, as radiant, as special. They hadn't come to trust their own belonging and destiny quite yet, and that poison festered in their minds. They pummeled her with questions until she finally told them the whole story. "Honestly, I left the village. I went into the forest and I found an ancient woman who was suffering, and she asked me to help her and heal her. And then when I did, she took me and she threw me in the lake where I met her sister." And before she could even finish the story, the girls scattered, running as quickly as they could into every direction into the forest, trying to find that old woman. And when they did, almost every one of them shuddered at the request to lick and kiss her wounds, and yet begged to be thrown in the lake. So the old woman did. She reached up and tossed them one by one into the lake, where they sunk like stones and were unable to breathe underwater without having invoked the compassion of their own hearts. They say that even now there is a lake surrounded by ancient beings that are both reaching for the heavens and rooted in the earth. And there are women beading necklaces of wisdom and compassion and gifting the granddaughters so that we can all be a part of the magical web of life. And that is how that story goes.